You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Michaela. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Can I have your first and last name, please?
Priscilla Perkins.
My wallet and other car. I'm going to the mechanic shop on the side of the town.
Try to look it up. I need to call them.
And a good phone number for you?
504-453-4384.
Would you like to receive mobile text updates, the status of your service?
Yes.
Your message and data rates may apply. Do you have your member ID number, policy number?
I have my policy number.
Go ahead.
It's 0LB9000252.
Is there anything on the policy that starts with DAT or NRDE?
Another paper. That starts with what, baby?
DAT.
DAT?
D as in dog.
Okay, DAT. 10590176.
Okay, one moment.
Look in the trunk and see if it's in the trunk. Look in the trunk and see if you put it in the trunk.
I gave him the whole thing.
All right, all I did was dump it out. I actually threw it on the ground right here. Check and see if you put it in there.
Open the trunk, Deanna, from the back.
Okay, did you recently renew your policy? I was able to locate it, but it is showing inactive.
No, ma'am, it can never be inactive.
Did you recently renew it?
I renewed it, what this was? It was in December. Actually, it was in January 1/4/21. No.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It's not pulling up in the system. Is there any way you could possibly reach out to your insurance company or possibly have them on the line to verify that the policy is active?
What number do I need?
You gave the right number. I was able to locate it with your name. It's just showing inactive, is what I'm saying.
So would they change that number every time you update your policy?
I believe so. So they may. So it could be a different number.
All right, I'll call them.
Okay.
I have to call them because I don't know how to do it on no three-way. I'm on a cell phone.
Okay, no problem. Just give us a call back once you get them on the line.
All right.